All right, Oliver talking about, well, you can read it.
I can read it to you as well, yes. Yeah, welcome again. I'm here the third time now, this year. I'm going to talk about using OpenConfig streaming telemetry with Prometheus. Short agenda, the who am I, I'll skip that as I did that yesterday already. I'll show you what the problem is that I'm actually solving here, what OpenConfig and streaming telemetry is. How my solution works and how to use it with Prometheus, and later on I hope you have a minute or two for questions. Problem statement, the state of white box network monitoring that most people generally use is either CLI scraping, SNMP, or some netconf stuff. And there's one problem with this, that typically the data resolution that you have in the monitoring system in the timestamps databases is fairly low. Who in this room has timestamps of averages of 5 minutes. Who has 1 minute? 30 seconds? Less than 30 seconds? One, okay. Who would like to have better fine granular timestamps for their monitoring data? That's quite a few. Okay, let's talk about this. So what is OpenConfig streaming telemetry? OpenConfig is an informal working group that is working on moving our networks toward a more dynamic programmable infrastructure by adopting software-defined networking principles. Sounds fancy, but they also do monitoring stuff, namely the streaming telemetry project. Streaming telemetry is a new approach for network monitoring in which data is streamed from devices continuously with efficient incremental updates. Sounds nice. It uses gRPC, which uses protobuffer for data transmission. The monitoring station establishes a connection to the network device and sends a subscription for a certain path and receives the metrics proactively whenever they change, based on a certain interval that you can specify on the subscription. Yeah, the network devices push out the incremental updates, and you can tell the device to only send updates for metrics that actually have changed. So if you have many metrics like queue drops, interface states that change very rarely, those metrics are not being retransmitted on a regular basis, but only when they change. This is what an OpenConfig data message looks like. The two most important parts here are actually the path that you see in the middle, which is a string, and that is usually built as a file system path, basically. So its identifiers separated with slashes, and there's labels on them as well. And then there's a key and a value for this path. I'll talk about that in a minute. So what we have in the picture is we've OpenConfig, streaming telemetry. It uses gRPC, and they use Golang to put the data into Prometheus, and what you get is a nice graph that is actually that has a fairly well resolution. If you look at the x-axis here, the time resolution here is quite well. You see that there is a timestamp basically for every second. So we have a scrap interval of 2 seconds here. That's the resolution of the metrics that I'm getting out of a router. So last week I released the OpenConfig streaming telemetry exporter on GitHub. The URL is there. And it works by translating those paths that look like the one that you see on the top one, and translates that into the metric name that you see on the bottom. It applies the label and just exports all metrics that are being received automatically. So there's zero configuration that you need to do on this part. All metrics that come in via OpenConfig streaming telemetry are being exposed to Prometheus automatically. There's no specific path code, so there's not much to do here in terms of maintenance. But there's one issue. The values that OpenConfig streaming telemetry is sending to the monitoring station, the value might not be an integer or a float, but can also be a string. And Prometheus cannot store strings as values for time series. So what we have to do is we have to map certain strings to certain discrete integer or float values. So what I've implemented in this exporter is a config parameter in the config file that's called string value mapping. You specify the path of a certain metric, and then the value let's say, the string down and to what integer value you want to map it, so you can actually use it. That's the only thing that you unfortunately need to maintain manually. That's not solvable automatically, unfortunately. A word on labels. Did anyone ever wonder how to get meaningful metadata attached to Prometheus metrics here? Probably you did, because just knowing that a certain interface is down might not be enough to do proper alerting. If you just create alerts for every interface that goes down or flaps once in a while, you're probably in alerting hell. It would be nice to know where the circuit is actually going, what is connected to it, and differentiate in your alerting. If you, let's say, for a customer circuit, you want to alert immediately. If it's a circuit that goes just between your two core routers and there's 10 of them, you probably don't care if one goes down in the middle of the night. You don't want to get kicked out of your bed by your pager. But how do you do that? You need to know what is connected. So you need the metadata on the labels. And what we in Xring have implemented is that we place key value pairs in the description field on the router for every interface and for BGP sessions and stuff like that. And the description is also being exposed via streaming telemetry. So the exporter receives the description, parses the description, and attaches the labels to the metrics to the belonging to the interface. So what we have here is the top string here that you see is basically the description of an interface on one of our routers. And what you see on the bottom is the interface MTU metric from streaming telemetry with all those labels that we specified attached automatically. So we generate the description, put it on the router, and it lands in our Prometheus automatically. No work anymore to do here. Yeah, that's basically it, how it works. Thanks for your attention. If you have any questions, I think we have a moment left.